The United States was a country founded in slavery, and one which, 100 years after slavery's official dissolution, remained half equal and half free. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a pacifist, a Baptist minister, a spiritual man with a dream to eradicate injustice, and a brilliant tactician with a plan to make that dream come true. It was a plan which called for non-violent but unremitting resistance to racial discrimination in all its sanctioned forms. And it worked. Dr. King commanded respect and attention for a civil rights movement whose time was long overdue. He rallied support for the cause through masterful oratory and personal charisma. But mostly he did it through shining example. Absorbing physical beatings, jail terms, and scathing criticism from enemies and supporters alike, without ever veering from his path. It was a path that led him to such ordinary outposts as Memphis, Tennessee, where he journeyed in April 1968 to lend support for a strike by that city's sanitation workers. It was there, standing on the balcony outside his room at the Lorraine Motel, in the dimming sunlight that afternoon, that the 39-year-old Nobel Peace Prize winner made one final sacrifice for his cause.
This is an NBC News Hotline special report. Here is Don Hickman in Memphis.
Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. was shot outside a Memphis motel this afternoon. His condition is not known at this time. Police put out a wanted bulletin for, quote, a young white male, well-dressed, who was seen running from a brick building across the street from the Lorraine Hotel. Police said the assailant apparently jumped into a late-model white car after the shooting and sped away.
Repeating that bulletin, Dr. Martin Luther King was shot outside a Memphis hotel this evening, his condition not immediately known, but he was taken to a hospital. Lou Wood, NBC News, New York.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. was killed by a rifle bullet fired from a flophouse across the street by a drifter with a criminal record named James Earl Ray. News of his death sent shockwaves across the country as millions expressed their sorrow and grief, some quietly, others in a violent rage.
I ask every citizen to reject the blind violence that has struck Dr. King.
That night, President Lyndon Johnson addressed the nation to plead with outraged citizens to stay calm.
I know that every American of goodwill joins me in mourning the death of this outstanding leader and in praying for peace and understanding throughout this land.
Though Dr. King's aims of racial harmony and economic justice remain far from settled, his personal legacy remains an inspiration to millions of others. Through their efforts, his dreams refuse to die.